Dictation for Claude Smith, CLAUDESMITH. Date of birth is 9/22/1950. Date of service 1/6/2022. Mr. Claude Smith is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that his MRI could not be done due to the holidays that came up, and he will be setting an appointment for a new cervical and lumbar spine MRI. Currently, he reports pain, ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 9 and 10. Pain in both legs due to the radiation of pain posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion is reported. Along with this, the patient has pain in the both hands, and both hands have a numbness, especially the right wrist is quite painful, and the patient has a history of fall almost 10 years ago and also a work related accident, and it is not sure why he's having pain. Maybe he's got arthritic changes, and the patient has two doctors, Dr. Myers and Dr. K-H-A-N-Z-O-D-E, managing his blood pressure and his personal care. He reports pain level to be 9 to 10 with 100% pain relief with the pain medication. The patient has not begin his physical therapy as there is an issue with the previous year insurance limits. The ADLs that are affected are general activity, walking ability, work 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, sleep is affected 6. The patient reports that his symptom system review in the neurology and psych is none. No headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, seizures, or any memory issues, balance problem, vision problems, none of them. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and the lower back, along with stiffness in these areas. And patient has additionally pain in the right wrist and slight difficulty in walking. He can walk up to a block with cane. The patient is further getting a home therapy because of these difficulties for last 1 month with some relief. In the GI patient, reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narco 7.5. Substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance history, patient is reported in full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that blood pressure is 179/70, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 12/2/2021, dictation number 1213-103. The plan of care, diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is that patient should continue his medication until the MRI is done. And Narco 7.5, 325 for 15 days are ordered. After reviewing the maps and also the past drug screen, and the patient is in compliance. He has been advised to use marijuana also. The pain is radiating to the left leg and occasionally to the right leg, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. We would like to have a new MRI for cervical lumbar spine. His previous MRI was discussed with him. He was informed that he has extreme arthritic changes, osteophyte changes, and also herniated disc are present at L4, L5 with a severe spinal canal stenosis and ligament of flavum thickening. And it will be a good idea to repeat the MRI because those MRIs are 5-year-old, and the patient agrees, and an updated treatment plan will be conducted when we meet again. So far, at this time, no injection treatment or any surgical consultation is on the table. We'll review it again. Thank you.